In line with our series on questions and answers, let's go to John chapter 3 this evening. Now, let's read a few verses and ask for the Lord's help. Verses 1 to 7. Familiar verses, as you know, but let's read them, look at them together. Verse 1 says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these things, these miracles, that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God. Lord, help us as we have prayed this term, Lord, this year, to be more prepared, to be ready to give an answer to everyone that asketh of the hope that is in us with meekness and fear. Lord, we live in a very dark day with many lies being told, many religious hypocrisy, Lord. Help us, Lord, to shine the light of the truth as we seek to be your witnesses in this world. And help us this evening to understand your word a little bit more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we look at John chapter 3 and verse 3, most people would not argue with you that Jesus said you must be born again. But the contention lies in what does that actually mean? Now, in studying the Roman Catholic Catechism, their statement of faith, which is a thick book, you can pick it up in a bookstore or at a St. Vinny's, describes in detail what they believe. It's a very interesting read. And when it comes to baptism and needing to be baptized in order to be saved, they use John chapter 3 as their proof text. That is the main verse of scripture they use to back up their teaching that you need to be baptized in order to be forgiven for your sins. And the Catholic Church teaches that at the fount of water, when an infant is brought to that fount, the priest prays over the water, and through that prayer, a supernatural act takes place. The Holy Spirit infuses, that's the literal word that they use, infuses the water, and when it is sprinkled and applied upon the forehead of that infant or that adult even, their original sin from Adam is washed away, and they become a part of the kingdom of God. They become a child of God in that instantaneous moment. And they use John chapter 3 to say, you must be born again. And the Lord explained what that means in verse 5, water and of the Spirit. You've got to be baptized, and then the Spirit of God will come upon you, and you are now a child of God. Now, many other denominations also believe in baptismal regeneration. Some of them put their baptismal candidates underwater and baptize like we do, under the water and come back up. I've even heard of one story, maybe I've said it in the past, where a lady went to be baptized and they put her under and then they brought her back out and they asked, "Have you got the Holy Spirit?" She said, "No." Put her under again. And every time they held her under for a little bit longer, till the last time when she said, "Let me go," and she ran out, frightened to death that they were going to drown her. That's how long they held her under. You see, people believe you need to be baptized in order to be saved. So how can we give an answer? What can we say? Some simple things, just very simple. We need to keep it simple. What are some simple observations that we can glean from this text here? Obviously, we must be born again. But notice verse number 5. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily," which means truly, truly, "I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Notice the absence of the word baptism. It doesn't say a man must be born of water baptism. The Lord could have said the word baptism, but he didn't. He just said water. And I would simply say to a person who claims to be a Christian because they've been sprinkled or baptized, and they say, yes, I've been born again. Yes, I was baptized. I'm a Christian. Bring them to this text and say, notice the word baptism is not here. You see, we can't just assume that the word water means baptism. Now, you might think it does, and you might be taught that, but does it actually say baptism? No, it doesn't. It says water. You might like to show them Acts chapter 8. Let's have a look at Acts chapter 8. The book of Acts. If I'm not mistaken, Acts chapter 8. Here we see the account of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, beginning in verse 26. So Philip was directed to go to see the eunuch, and as he witnessed to the eunuch and shared the word of God, notice what the Bible says in verse 36, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. So there's the word water. We keep going, and the eunuch said, here is water. What doth hinder me to be? What's the next word? Baptized. You see, any time the Bible teaches something about baptism, it doesn't just use the word water. The word baptize or baptism always is present, so God makes sure we understand what he talks about. And of course, there in verse number 37, Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So you see, it's faith that saves a person. He couldn't just be baptized. Baptism doesn't lead to salvation. These two verses tie nicely together. And in fact, the NIV removes verse 37 altogether. Pick up an NIV, look for verse 37, it won't be there. There'll be just a little asterisk saying that it's not in the oldest manuscripts, therefore it shouldn't be in the Bible. Well, that's just nonsense. And we can go into that another time, the oldest manuscripts. But the reality is, every time the subject of baptism is mentioned, the word baptism is used. You can't just force baptism into the word water. You can't just do that. Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, and they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day they were added unto them. There's the word baptized. John the baptizer, John the Baptist, was there by the river Jordan. He was baptizing. The word baptize is used. There came the Lord to be baptized. I think I've made the point. But just a simple thought. You just can't enforce baptism into this the text just because that's what you've been taught. So the question is, what does the word water refer to? What does it refer to? Because there is no additional explanation, we need to stick to the text, the context. What is the Lord describing here? What are the verses before and after? And how do they shed light upon what the Lord is saying? Well, notice verse number 4. Nicodemus asked a question, and people that are asking questions in the world today, oftentimes they're very silly, but they're very true when it comes to biblical truth. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? He basically said to the Lord, Lord, I can't be born again. Rabbi, I can't be born again because I'm old. Can I enter into my mother's womb the second time? Obviously, he completely misunderstood what the Lord was saying. And so the Lord said, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. You see, Nicodemus was referring to a physical birth. That's not what the Lord was saying in verse number 3 when he came to be born again. He's saying, look, Nicodemus, you're only thinking physically. I'm talking spiritually. You must have two births. You must be born of water. That's the physical birth. You must be born of the Spirit. And as you know, mums, those of you who have given birth to children, you would know that a child is born of water. It's a simple explanation, and that fits the context of what the Lord was saying to Nicodemus. He says, no, you need to be physically born, but that's not enough. Just being born of water is not enough. You need to be born again, born of the Spirit. And if there's any doubt regarding clarification of the word water, don't miss verse number 6. Here's where the Lord clarifies the issue. That which is born of the flesh. That's the first birth, physical birth, born of water. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. So the water refers to the obvious natural effects of a physical birth. The amniotic fluid that comes forth, and every other fluid that comes forth also out of the mother's womb, which a baby is encased in. And as you know, so that's just a simple way to put it. It's not describing baptism to be saved. If the Lord would have said you have to be baptized to be saved, wouldn't you think He would have put it plainly? He wouldn't leave us guessing. And in fact, when you compare Scripture with Scripture, Acts chapter 27, 28, belief first, baptism as a evidence of what you believe in your heart already. Believing in your heart leads to salvation. And they might argue, John chapter 3, well, you're already in verse 3, why not go to verse 16? Amen? And everyone said, verse 16, well, you know the verse. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. So it's simple faith in Christ. So those are just some few thoughts to engage someone in a conversation, just a simple conversation. If they say, yes, I've been born again, yes, I've been baptized, but I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit. That's another one. Well, in fact, being born again doesn't mean baptism, and the Holy Spirit comes at the point of salvation, before you're baptized. You're born from above. The Spirit of God indwells you, and you become a child of God the moment you repent of your sins. As John the Baptist said, repent, repent, and then be baptized. Repent of your sins, and then put your faith in Christ as Savior. So I hope those thoughts have been a blessing. Don't forget verse 6 when it comes to John chapter 3. That there's the clarification. The flesh and the spirit. The physical birth and the spiritual birth. We've all been born physically, and you can ask them, when is your birth date? Or if you don't want to tell me, you know when that date is. Has there been a time, though, that you remember? You might not remember the exact date, but a definite time that you remember that you chose to put your faith alone in Christ for salvation. You can say, well, I think I did that in the water. Well, what were you really trusting? Because could it be you were trusting in the actual act of going under and coming back up? Why is it all these charismatic churches in their videos of massive amounts of people being baptized show them going under the water and they jump up out of the water as if they've won the lottery? Why? Because they believe that's the point of their salvation. They believe that's the time they were washed away from all their sins. And they got the Holy Spirit of God. That's not true at all. So we need to be ready in this day of false teaching. As you go door knocking, as you witness to people at work, there's lots of religious people out there. This is a very well-known text, born again. But we need to explain the truth of what it means.